Chapter 13. When the group of five fillies arrived in town and turned down Ponyville's main street in search of twilight, Scootaloo knew that there was no chance of doing what Amber Moon had suggested. The town was in chaos. Ponies screamed and ran in terror. The Olden Pony almost seemed to be everywhere. Scootaloo watched as the Olden Pony popped out of an apple cart to scare Big Macintosh. As he stampeded off, the spooky pony disappeared, only to reappear in an alleyway, startling Miss Cheery Lee. She even chased Filthy Rich in circles around the town square.
"I'll give you as many bits as you want," Filthy Rich whimpered. "Just leave me alone."
"I don't want bits. I want my rusty horseshoe," the old pony proclaimed.
Filthy Rich leapt into an open pickle barrel and pulled the lid on top, trying to hide. But the Olden Pony just cackled and gave the barrel a shove, sending it and Filthy Rich rolling down the street. Ponies leapt out of the way of the sloshing, screaming barrel. The Crusaders, Lily Moon and Amber Moon ducked behind a building to get away from the hysteria.
"Scootaloo, you never finished your story," Lily Moon said suddenly.
Scootaloo was confused.
"What story?" "The Olden Pony story. How does it end? What makes her go away?"
Scootaloo shrugged.
"The story doesn't really have an end," she said, shaking her head. "She's just always wandering Equestria, yelling for her rusty horseshoe."
"Why's she so upset anyhow?" Applebloom wondered.
"Maybe she's lonely," Amber Moon said. The other ponies all turned to look at her. Amber Moon carefully didn't meet their eyes.
"I mean, it's easy to be angry when you don't have any friends.
Or you feel like no pony is listening to you."
Scootaloo could tell Amber Moon was speaking from experience. She knew how that felt too.
"Yeah, when you guys didn't believe me and I thought I was losing you as friends, it was pretty much the worst feeling ever," Scootaloo admitted.
"You think that's how the Olden Pony feels?"
Sweetie Belle asked with wide eyes.
"She just wants a friend."
Scootaloo started to laugh at the very idea of it, but then she paused. Why not? No pony ever actually talked to the Olden Pony. They just ran away from her. That did sound pretty lonely.
"I think I might have an idea of how to stop every pony from being afraid," said Scootaloo. "But I'm gonna need some help."
"What are friends for?" Applebloom grinned. "We're in!"